Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And wherever you are, go ahead and share tonight's episode with someone, with a friend. And if you're driving in your car, let someone know where they can hear TMG.
It's time to get on board. TMG is taking off.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. I enjoy discovering and sharing real-life moments of inspiration from everyday people. And this show is about finding moments of inspiration for our everyday lives. And look, and if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to a new episode of TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. Hey guys, real quick, do me a favor. Don't forget to share and like and visit our YouTube page. That's Tell Me Something Good with a capital T. And as always, before I get started, I want to give a huge shout out to my biggest fan, my biggest supporter, my lovely wife, Nicole. Hey girl, how you doing? I know you're watching. I know you're listening. Guys, I hope that everyone had a fantastic 4th of July. I do. I know we had one because the 4th of July was Nicole's birthday. That's right. So that weekend, guys, we cooked out. You wait. I don't say we cooked. You know who did the cooking, right? Yeah, you know who was on the grill. That's right. But we had an amazing time celebrating her birthday. Here it is after the 4th, and we're still celebrating. We celebrate the entire month for her birthday. Yeah, we actually do. So it's wonderful around our household at this time. Guys, I'm so excited that you're here for tonight's episode. This is going to be an episode that you will remember and you will be talking about it for a while to come. So if this is your very first time tuning in, your first time hearing my voice, whether you're watching right now, streaming online, or maybe you're streaming this over Spotify or Apple Podcasts or one of your favorite streaming platforms, thank you so much for streaming in. And if this is your very first time here, I'm glad. And say, well, Travis, I've been watching the show since you've been streaming, man, since you've been on. You have? Thank you. I appreciate you for that. I'm so glad wherever you are in the world listening, whether it's Canada, whether it happens to be the UK or the Philippines or Spain or Mexico or wherever you are around the world, thank you for listening to TMG. Guys, listen, Everybody knows that this show is all about finding moments of inspiration for our everyday lives. So if you have an inspiring story that you'd like to share and maybe come on a show, drop us an email at tellmesomething21@gmail.com. And you say, "But Travis, listen, man, I know someone that has an amazing story that would like to come on your show, but I don't want to come on a show. I'm a little camera shy." That's okay. Drop us an email at tellmesomething21@gmail.com. And you can even remain anonymous if you'd like. You know, we have a few affiliate sponsors, guys. I want to go ahead, get that information out the way, because I am thoroughly excited about tonight's episode. This is going to be good. Don't go nowhere. Thank you for coming in, everybody. We got to get this started.
Walmart is a proud associate sponsor of TMG Tell Me Something Good podcast. Please use the special link, bit.ly/tellmesomethinggood, and visit our sponsor. Remember, I may earn a commission when you buy through this link. Fanatics is the place to go for all of your officially licensed sports gear from your favorite sports and sports teams. Use the special link, bit.ly/tellmesomething21, and pay a visit to our sponsor today. Remember, I may earn a commission when you buy through this link.
Breaking your phone sucks. Breaking your phone, then trying to sell it online sucks. Breaking your phone, selling it online, only to find out that the money you'll only get for it sucks. Breaking your phone, selling it online for peanuts, shipping it, and finding out that you got scammed sucks. Gizmogo makes selling your phone fast, safe, and simple by paying you the highest price for your device. And with Gizmogo's free unlimited shipping and price guarantee, millions of people are starting to sell on Gizmogo. Fast, safe, simple. Gizmogo, the best way.
There it is, guys. Please visit one of our affiliate sponsors. The information is in chat. And if you're not here watching, guys, listen up for the links because they will come out later. Thank you, guys. Tonight's episode, if you did not catch tonight's episode title, guys, and you said, "Well, Travis, what are you going to talk about tonight, man?" Tonight's episode, guys, is calm, cool, collected. Yeah, I'm calm. I'm cool. I'm collected. That is until something disturbs that. That is until something comes up unexpected and that calm, cool, collected person goes out the door and you don't know who you got at that point. It's a whole nother person that you're looking at. Let me ask you guys a question. Have you ever prepared yourself for a quiet and relaxing moment just to have it disturbed and thrown out of whack? Like, you prepared your, you got your tea, you got your drink, you got your legs kicked up on the couch, it's calm, it's relaxing, then all of a sudden something disturbs that and throws it completely out of whack. What about a time when things began to go in a different direction that it was never intended and you felt yourself begin to lose it? Have you ever had something make you just lose it and you don't know what's going on or what happened? And you found out, listen, and you found out more difficult to remain calm, cool, and collected. Well, were you a victim of circumstances or was it something totally different that was going on that caused it to happen? Was it, or maybe it just wasn't your fault altogether? Listen, women all over the world suffer with low estrogen levels that can interfere with their relationships, careers, and mental health, and can cause issues in various other areas. But what are some signs and causes of things that we can do about this? What are something that we can do about this? Or our guest today, guys, is a clinical hormone coach for more than 20 years. So she knows what she's talking about, right? specializing in advanced female hormone balancing. Guys, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to give a huge TMG welcome for Marie Hogue. Marie, how you doing?
Hi. Hey, Travis. Nice to be here with you. Thanks for having me.
Marie, I'm excited to have you here, as you can see.
Yes.
We need some help, Marie.
Well, I'm here to help you out, so whatever I can do to help you out, just let me know.
See, I told you guys, we have great people come on the show, and they're wonderful, and they're looking to help us out. Marie, I'm so happy to have you on the show with us today. Guys, we got to dive right into this topic. The topic, Marie, is calm, cool, collected. And I know most of us like to think that we are calm, cool, and collected, Marie, until something happens. Now, we've had this terrific conversation, Marie, before the show. Do me a quick favor. Tell everyone what it is that you do and exactly what hormone balancing is, if you don't mind.
Well, what I do is I am a clinical hormone coach, which means I work with physicians who prescribe female hormone replacement therapy, and I clinically coach their patients through the process to hormonal balance. I also teach health coaches how to become hormone coaches like myself, and I teach physicians how to prescribe hormone replacement therapy for women that gives them a choice whether they experience PMS, perimenopause, or menopause.
Marie, so it sounds like you work alongside with providers providing something that needs to be done, that really needs to be done. How does hormone therapy help reverse symptoms? Betty, let me ask you this question before I ask that question. What made you begin or got you interested in a hormone treatment?
Gosh, it happened. Over 20 years ago, I spent most of my life from a young age diagnosed with clinical depression. And my doctors told me that I would be severely clinically depressed for the majority of my life and that I would need to be on medications. And it would just, it's just something that I would have to live with. And then I met a physician who, in my quest of jumping from one doctor to the next, trying to get a different opinion. I mean, who wants that?
Yeah, who wants to be on that all their life, didn't
they? Yeah, well, you know, when we believe that we're going to have mental illness for the rest of our life, it's a hard pill to swallow. But then I found a physician who told me I didn't have a Prozac deficiency, and he wasn't interested in managing my mental illnesses with psychotropic drugs, that he wanted to get to the root cause. And he told me that he did lab work and told me that my deficiency was with estrogen. And that was the changing factor for me. Instead of prescribing me psychotropic drugs, he gave me the hormones that my body was depleted of. And then what happens is, for me and for most women on an advanced HRT system, it gets rid of the side effects of the hormone deficiencies. And one of the biggest side effects of estrogen deficiency is depression, anxiety. And so those things I was having and was drugged up for no longer existed. And this really piqued my interest. It's like, oh, well, I thought I was going to be mentally ill for the rest of my life. And I haven't had mental illness of any kind since fully restoring my estrogen and other hormones. So it was an eye-opening experience for me. And I decided at that time I was going to spend the rest of my life talking about this, because it's just, it's horrible for a woman to, I was in my early 30s and had two babies under 3 years old when I was given this diagnosis. And it was devastating for me to think, because I didn't feel like the mother I could have been.
Correct.
Like the wife that I should have been and could have been. I just felt like the shell of a person and didn't feel like who I was on the inside. And so it was a real disconnected life I lived until I got on some good estrogen. And it was just so life-changing for me that, and then witnessing it from a clinical perspective with thousands of women over the years, it's like, why aren't we talking about this? Why are we selling out these psychotropic drugs to these women and telling them there's something wrong with them?
Oh, wow.
And now they believe it and they think there's something wrong. And then they behave in the way they're told that they should behave. And they're, and they really get further and further disconnected from who they are. And So in a nutshell, because I thought I was a couple of appointments away from shock therapy. That was my next course.
Are you serious?
Oh, I'm dead serious. My doctor told me that I had been on every psychotropic drug cocktail, and the one that I was on at that time, it was going to stop working. And when it did, I should consider shock therapy. And he handed me a brochure and sent me out the door. And I just thought, oh my gosh, I have these two babies. I can't just start zapping my brain. I'm like, how, this cannot be my life. Because part of me inside, I didn't feel like I had mental illness. I mean, I was depressed, but it wasn't consistent.
Right, right.
And so it was just, it was periodic according to my menstrual cycle. And I just, and that's the big factor there is the whole menstrual cycle. But so I would not have believed, I didn't believe the doctor at first when he told me that I just needed estrogen and it would fix this. I'm like, well, why then did all the doctors not say?
Why did you get some contradictory information at first? Why didn't the first doctor, say, oh yeah, just give you some estrogen? Why didn't they just say that?
Well, because they're not taught in medical school about estrogen deficiency and how to fully restore hormones. They're taught how to manage the symptoms of hormone deficiencies with psychotropic drugs and other types of treatments that changes who women are. So they don't fix the root cause. And I felt like I was just this conduit for making money for this pharmaceutical industry, the medical industry, but nobody was really interested in really helping me.
What your problem was, right.
Yeah. And I just, and then I thought, well, maybe it was just me. And then when I started to work with the doctors that were helping me, I was like, I started to witness this clinically with other women. I would watch them make this transition of starting on their hormones. And this is how I got into being a hormone coach, is I started to coach women through this process on their hormone therapy. Mm-hmm. And the women, when they would meet with me through coaching sessions, they would tell me how they felt. And then I noticed that there was a certain pattern of behavior and how women felt as they were getting enough of the right hormones, because it's a bit of a process to fully restore hormones.
Right, right.
And so I was like, this is crazy, because these women are all experiencing the same thing I did, and all at the same juncture of the hormone levels. So when I would test labs and women were saying the same things, it was traceable and trackable. And it just really fascinated me. So I went through, a couple of the doctors I was working with at the time were going through a medical fellowship at the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine. Mm-hmm. They were teamed up with the Institute for Functional Medicine, and they invited me to join their education. And so I was able to go through the same education they got and saw, oh, well, this is interesting. But what was more interesting, Travis, that really, when I was sitting in the lectures, learning this for the first time, and I felt enlightened, and I'm like, oh wow, I didn't think I would learn as much because I'm not a physician.
Right, right.
As I'm learning this and it's making sense, I'm feeling awfully proud of myself, going, oh my gosh, I can't believe how much I understand.
Like, wait a minute, I got this.
What was more interesting were the doctors around me were acting like they were hearing this for the first time. Like the doctor next to me was going, oh.
Wait a minute, are you serious?
No, I was like,
full of doctors.
Yes, and I was listening to it. And so I looked at the doctor next to me and I'm like, I'm sorry, but these noises you're making are leading me to believe that you and I are hearing this for the first time.
I know it's my first time, but it shouldn't be your first time.
Yeah, and I was just like, this is making me a little nervous that we're learning this at the same time.
Like, we shouldn't be on the same learning curve right now.
No, we shouldn't. But what I started to notice is the physicians in the room, you know, they were conventionally medicine trained, and now they're going to this alternative medicine education, the anti-aging medicine and functional medicine. And I'm realizing that they didn't learn this in medical school. So this actually was the starting point of me starting to interview physicians at every, and I've been through 15 straight years of conferences, many conferences of learning this type of medicine, interviewing physicians on, oh, how are you doing this in your practice? What kind of hormone therapy are you using? Are you using it all? So I got some really good information, and I just realized that the doctors are kept in the dark intentionally. And I know that sounds controversial, but if doctors are only taught how to manage the symptoms of diseases and they're not taught how to get to the root cause and fix them as naturally as possible, well, then that's what people get when they go to the doctor. So people need to understand, when you go to the doctor, they're taught how to manage your diseases with medications and treatments and zapping techniques like
therapy.
Yeah. And so, and I thought, well, and that's where led me down the path of doctors need to be educated. So as I started to learn about in the clinic, the different types of hormone replacement therapy systems that are available and how to prescribe them and how the patients respond to them, I now teach physicians how to prescribe this hormone therapy so their patients can experience this. Not only that, it's more rewarding for the doctor to actually see their patients get better. And that when they come in for their follow-up visits, they're better than they were than the last time they came in.
You're teaching physicians this information. You're providing. I heard you keep saying something, Marita. Just kept sticking out. That we are a society, not just doctors, but we're a society that likes to treat symptoms as opposed to getting to the core. Here's the problem, everybody, with treating just the symptoms. The problem is this: as long as you continue to treat the symptoms will come back. If you never get to the core reason of why something is happening, every symptom will return. It's like catching a cold, Marie. If all you're treating is the symptoms and you never attack the virus or attack the bacteria, the symptoms will return. And what I'm hearing, Marie, is you've gone through life and doctors only wanted to treat your symptoms, and they never got to the core, to the root of it. And so they gave you stuff simply for the symptoms. And it makes me wonder, how many times in life, not just with this, do we treat the symptoms with things in our everyday life, Marie? We just treat the symptoms, and instead of getting to the core of things. I'm sorry, this is good. This is good, guys. God, this is good. And you're here now. You're teaching physicians how to address this issue with their patients so that their patients can recover and they can bounce back and start living once more and get over what they're dealing with.
Yes, and I have to tell you, it's quite exciting for me.
I can imagine.
To do this. Well, one, when the doctor realizes, oh, I'm actually getting patients better, it actually changes the physician and it changes the trajectory of their practice.
Right.
It's very hard for a doctor to now write prescriptions for things that they know that they can fix with hormone therapy. So I tell the doctors, listen, address the hormones first.
Yeah.
And then once you get the hormones fully restored, then see what you have left. And then get to the root causes of those things, because the majority of the issues that patients come in for are these mental illnesses that are directly associated with main sex hormone deficiency, whether they're a woman or a man.
Yep.
So men too have low testosterone side effects.
Sure do. I was researching on that low test. One of the core reasons you see men are so irritable and irritated and they kind of pop off is low testosterone.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he's just an angry man. Maybe it's the reason why he's an angry man. Maybe he has low testosterone, and it's causing that deficiency in their bodies. But this is good stuff, people. I told you that this was going to be good. I know it. Big question. Uh-huh. How does a woman know if she is in premenopause or menopause? And what's the difference? Because I know sometimes women will say, well, I think I am. I'm not sure if I am. How will a woman know? And what's the difference between them?
Well, by the symptoms that she has. And this is where women have to pay attention to what their bodies are telling them. And women who have enough estrogen, they don't get depressed. They don't have anxiety. And I know these are big statements, but it does take a doctor to find out that this is the case. And they do that by fully restoring hormones. But perimenopause is the transition into menopause. So perimenopause is the time of a woman's life where her ovaries are shutting down. And when the ovaries shut down, they stop producing estrogen and other important hormones that regulate the menstrual cycle. So the menstrual cycle quality will tell a woman if her estrogen is in decline or not. So the perimenopause is the transition to the menopause. Menopause is a 1 year date, a 1 year anniversary of a woman no longer having a period. So it's been 12 months since a woman's had a period. And a lot of women are under the impression that menopause is a thing, a state of being or something that they're in. But it's really a 1 day. It's 1 day. It's a one year anniversary of not having a period. And then there are four stages of postmenopause. So after that,
it's not a constant thing. It's not like you're in menopause for the rest of your life.
No, that's called postmenopause. And there are four stages of it, but each stage is marked by lower and lower estrogen levels. Mm. And the lower those estrogen levels get, the worse the symptoms get. So as each stage, women feel worse and worse and worse until the day she dies. So estrogen makes this decline. So even young women who have irregular periods, well, that's a big indicator that her estrogen's low. You don't have to be an old woman to have irregular periods or in perimenopause. In fact, PMS, it's to tell a woman her estrogen levels, you know, take a look at your menstrual cycle quality. If you have PMS, well, then chances are your estrogen is low. But what happens is these young women are put on birth control pills and antidepressants to manage this PMS when they're not restoring their estrogen. And then they age into perimenopause where the symptoms get worse. And then pretty soon the menstrual cycle regularity is so dysfunctional that she no longer has periods. And so each stage of this is marked by lower and lower estrogen. So a woman can tell the difference if she is in perimenopause or not, as if she's still having menstrual cycles or not.
Wow. So PMS can be a sign of low estrogen?
Yeah, women with estrogen don't have PMS.
Oh, wow. So that part right there, you know, you've helped so many women already just by saying that, because a lot of women, they believe, and you and I talked about this before the show, that first conversation with you, a lot of women have fought into this belief, this whole belief that's been handed down to them from their mom, their grandma, their great grandma, aunties, whoever, that all they're going to have to do, all they have to look forward to is PMS. And then the man, he has to deal with PMS. The family has to deal with PMS. And it's all dealing with this whole, all you got to look forward to as a woman is have a baby and have PMS.
PMS is such a horrible thing for everybody. Mm-hmm. And women are told by their doctor, oh, this is normal. All my patients have PMS. Here, take these psychotropic drugs and birth control pills. I'm going to put you in chemical menopause now. And then you'll really feel like a shell of a woman that you are. They're not looking at, and this is, I used to get angry at physicians. How come I didn't learn this? How come my doctor didn't tell me this? Well, as you know, as I stated, this isn't taught in medical school. Doctor, oh, you have PMS, take these drugs. So yeah. One of the biggest side effects with the women that I work with is when they get on hormones, the goal is to restore this healthy menstrual cycle, but they, like, this is actually one of the worst complaints. I didn't know I was going to start my period because I didn't have headaches, mood swings, pelvic inflammation. I didn't have all the PMS that led up to my period. I just started my period this day. I'm like, that's how it's supposed to be. You're just supposed to know by the calendar when you're starting your period. Not everybody in your family is supposed to suffer, you know, 10 days before your period. So this, if a woman is experiencing PMS, it is the number one sign that estrogen is much too low. Mm. And if you fully restore estrogen the way to healthy reproductive levels, then PMS just isn't a thing. And that's what I teach physicians, is if your patients are complaining about PMS, then the hormones are not dialed in right.
But Marie, I'm not a woman, but I look at TV, Marie, and there are medications and over-the-counter pills, and take this pill. And there are, listen,
Marie. And I've taken them all.
And they're homemade remedies that grandma passed down and said, you drink this, you won't have that. Marie, there have been, I have watched thousands of
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Commercials of the boy sitting down watching these commercials, and you're telling me, Marie, that women don't have to suffer this, they don't have to go through this. And the first onset of PMS is an indication your body is telling you that there is a lack, your estrogen is levels are beginning to lower, they're beginning to deplete at the very signs of PMS. Your body is saying something is wrong. It's not saying get be enraged. And I know you're enraged because you're in pain. You're in discomfort. But you're enraged because the estrogen levels are low.
I think the hardest part about that is the mood swings and the irrational behavior and the anger outbursts because of the impact it has on children and the husband and the family, coworkers, everybody really. And that women are behaving in ways that they don't want to, and they can't explain why they behave that way. They just feel bad. So there's this horrible disconnect. It's like, I don't know why I did that. And then there's a lot of sorrow and guilt and shame. And then they spend the next 2 weeks of their cycle trying to make up for all the chaos that they've created. The mood swings were just horrible because I never knew what was going to come out of my mouth. I never knew how I was going to respond. And And I think the whole bipolar disorder thing, one of the diagnoses I had in mental illness was bipolar disorder. Because I was telling my doctor that I felt good for the first 2 weeks of my period when estrogen's highest.
Right, right.
felt horrible in the last 2 weeks when estrogen's lowest and the doctor gives me the diagnosis of bipolar. And now I have a diagnosis. I'm in the system now with bipolar. Wow. I haven't had bipolar symptoms since I started estrogen. And this is what, and then when you see this, when I would see this in the clinic with women, they no longer have these mental illnesses that they were diagnosed with when you give them estrogen.
All this fog brain and can't concentrate. Oh, and
the brain fog goes within an hour of starting, an hour. I mean, that's the first thing women say when after I give them their hormone injection instructions. Mm-hmm. I tell them, you give me a call in an hour and let's talk about, and they're like, oh, I'm going to feel this. They don't believe me. They're going to not going to feel, I'm going to not going to feel this in an hour. I'm like,
no, that doesn't work that fast.
No, that's to say, I don't know. I'm like, just call me in an hour and let's talk. And like I mentioned before to you, it's like when I get that patient on the phone, one of the first questions, and they word it a little differently, they're like, is this real? Like, am I just imagining feeling this way? And I ask them, well, what's going on? And they're almost like the sunroof is open in my brain and the clouds have lifted. Am I imagining this?
Right, right.
And I just say, okay, well, how many times have you tried to do that and it's worked? And I said, no, it's the brain of a woman needs estrogen so badly that when you give her a taste of it, her brain comes alive and she starts to get a sense of feeling alive. Mm-hmm. And that's so right. It's been so life changing for me. I will die with my estrogen vial in my hand.
Grasping it. I want to show you something, Marie. You did a great segue to a point. She mentioned about how the mood swings, the attitudes, and what that really means, guys, is this. It means unpredictability.
It means
unpredictability. So without estrogen, what I'm hearing is it puts a woman's mind and body in a state of unpredictability. Let me show you an example of what I mean by unpredictability. Just watch this. Never know what they're going to be. One moment they're happy, they're sad, you know, what mood. You don't know which person you're going to get at any time. You don't know what part of that spectrum are they going to be happy all the way green to all the way angry. And that pendulum will swing. What I'm hearing is that estrogen helps to balance this out because you want to know who you are going to get. And typically when it's unpredictable, this is what you get right here. This is what you get. Either somebody's dancing or somebody with the arms folded and they're distant away from somebody. You never know what person you're going to get. And that's usually what it's like. Am I right, Marie?
Man, I tell you, he really hit the nail on the head. I didn't know from one moment to the next how I was going to be. In fact, so bad when I was a teenager in my late teens, my family gave me the nickname of Crising.
Oh, wow.
In fact, it was on a birthday cake. I think it was my 16th birthday cake. Happy birthday, Crising, because I would cry one moment and be singing the next. It was kind of a joke in the family. It was just so bad.
Wow.
But it's a horrible way to live because I couldn't even depend on myself. Mm. And there's no way I can be calm, cool, and collected consistently because I never knew what was going to happen to me. And I didn't blame other people for not wanting to be around me because who wants to be around a woman where you don't know what's going to come out of her mouth and you don't know how she's going to respond, nor does she. And so this is why a lot of people avoid older women because they're like, you know what?
And what they do, Maria, I noticed this too. When you start getting around older women or women at a certain age, they start saying, oh, yeah, we know what it is. She's going through that change. Yeah. She's having that change.
And then she's isolated from society because nobody wants to be around them.
No
and then there's this deep loneliness. And even their pets don't even want to be around them. And they usually get cats because cats are more forgiving that way. But yeah, it's a lonely existence for women and also for those people who really want to connect to their mothers. Mm-hmm. Who are unable to connect because they don't have estrogen. And so this is really tough for daughters trying to connect to their mothers who are just like, I just want you to love me. And she's like, they can't. They just do not have the capacity to make the attachments that they need to. In fact, it's supposed to be this way for the human female species.
Uh-huh.
We're supposed to eventually detach so that we can go off and die without the complete devastation of the daughters and the rest of the family, because they need to continue on with life without
right.
her.
Right.
So when the estrogen declines, when as women, well, women, people are under the impression that women get old, then lose their hormones. But it's because of women losing their hormones that their brains and bodies age. And so if you can actually intervene, and then this is really where I just love this type of hormone medicine, is the intervention of when women realize, you know what? Yeah, this is my life and I don't like it like this. You know, what are my estrogen levels?
Yep. And I want to reverse this. I don't have to live this way. What Marie is saying is you have a choice. You have a alternative. You don't have to accept just because it was handed down by mom and handed down by grandma. For centuries and thousands, hundreds of years, women have been handing it down. And it's been handed down. What hasn't been handed down? What's been handed down isn't the biology part of it, because the biology has to happen. It's going to happen. But all the symptoms, that's the part you don't have to have. All the changing faces, all the unpredictability, all those things that make you who you are as a woman does not have to be handed down. You do not have to be that person. You do not have to look and say, well, that's what I have to look forward to the next 20, 30 years of my life. That's what I got to look forward for the next 40, 50 years of my life. You do not have to walk on, and people have to walk on eggshells around you, not knowing. Let me show you guys something. Not knowing which person's going to show up.
Mm-hmm.
Not knowing the predictable unpredictability of your temperament that day. Not knowing if you're going to be calm, cool, and collected. Now, let's talk about starting HRT. Some people may say, well, I'm too old. I'm in my 70s. I'm in my late 60s. I'm in my early 50s. I just turned 50. Let's start talking about HRT. Is there a good time women should begin the treatments, and which ones? Because I'm hearing there are different ones.
There are. And I do want to backtrack a little bit on this handed down from generation to generation. There is something to that, though.
Mm-hmm.
As I mentioned before, my recent field of study is in the transgenerational inheritance of ovarian dysfunction. And so that means that our mothers handed us down their ovaries, but because of their stressors in their life, it further shuts down and breaks down their ovaries. So when they give birth to their daughters, they get the same ovarian dysfunction. And whose grandmother, who went through their stressors, whether it was the depression or the Dust Bowl or what have you, that further shut down the ovaries. So as each generation passes, this is why we see most young women do not have healthy ovaries. So, but, you know, so we actually see women actually in their 20s, because they will never, their ovaries are just not healthy enough, because we're about four or five generations deep with severe ovarian dysfunction. So we have to, there's been changes in female hormone health. So when you ask me, when should they start hormone therapy? Well, it's different types of hormone therapy that a person can take. Like my 23-year-old daughter is on a hormone therapy, but she takes it for her age, where her body is still producing some hormones, but in the luteal phase, her estrogen drops much too low mm-hmm. in the luteal phase. So she takes a low dose patch to help her through okay. that part, so she doesn't have to experience PMS. So she gives her body a little boost.
Right, right.
Women, as they get older and the ovaries further shut down, especially women who have their children in their mid to late 30s and beyond, if they are able to get pregnant, say in their early 30s, late 30s and beyond, the moment they give birth to that child, it takes about 3 to 4 months for the ovaries to kick back into production after childbirth. And what happens is the ovaries are so broken that they don't kick back into production as they did pre-pregnancy. So there is a more of a rapid decline. Well, there's 3 stages of perimenopause, but so there's a rapid decline going through perimenopause into menopause. So women who have their children later in life tend to experience menopause quicker. And so the best time for a woman to intervene to restore her hormones, her main sex hormones like estrogen and progesterone that regulate the menstrual cycle, mm-hmm. is when a woman decides that she's no longer going to have any other children, that she's had plenty of children, or she's decided she's not going to have children. And then they can start hormone therapy. And then that way, a woman can keep her estrogen tank full all the time, her progesterone tank full all the time, so that she can control the quality of her menstrual cycle for as long as she chooses. So this is the best time to start hormone therapy, once a woman realizes this place in her life. And but women who are older, you can reverse menopause. You can restore a healthy menstrual cycle in women in stage one and two postmenopause pretty well. But the longer a woman goes without estrogen, the more tissue damage takes place to her organs, especially her uterus. Mm-hmm. So when you restore hormones, the goal is the body tends to restore itself to try to mimic a young, healthy, reproductive woman. If a woman has waited too long to take estrogen, her uterus has just pretty much just kind of disintegrated and has shriveled up and is not really functional because it's dying off.
Right. It's shriveling.
Yeah. You want to not have it shrivel up so much. You don't want that tissue damage. So you want to avoid the tissue damage of estrogen deficiency. So that's why you want to actually avoid that whole physical aging process as much as possible. And that's where longevity medicine comes into play. Longevity mm-hmm. and happiness medicine is women can control the rate in which their brains and bodies decline.
Wow. Guys, I've never heard that in my life. And they say women live longer than men. Now we know why.
Well, yeah. If they get enough hormone. Well, women live longer than, for men, for many reasons, but for a woman to really take control of her brain and body, to really control the aging process, I'm not saying that you're never going to age, but I can tell you something. I have two groups of girlfriends. Mm-hmm. I have a group of girlfriends who are estrogen deficient, who are not on hormones. And I have a group of girlfriends who are on hormones and who have reversed their menopause. And we all have healthy menstrual cycles. And my experience of spending time with these groups of women are vastly different. Hmm. Our conversations are different. Our experiences with the events that we go to are different. And I got to tell you, I don't spend as much time with my estrogen deficient friends. One, because they're not as much fun. All they want to do is complain.
Oh, man.
Talk about how horrible their husbands are. I mean, there was one woman, I never forget, when she says, "Oh my gosh, I had this dream that I strangled my husband in his sleep and I was so happy. And I was so disappointed when I woke up." And I was like, "What?" This is how women's brains work. They get so angry and so bitter, and they just are hateful, and they don't really understand. And that's not the woman that she used to be.
Wait a minute. She was a more loving person.
Oh, you bet. It's when women realize the impact estrogen has on the moods, the behavior, how women feel, there is nothing in the female brain or body that is not influenced by estrogen down to the core of every cell. Oh, every cell in a woman's body is dependent upon adequate levels of estrogen to function. And when you keep a woman deficient and rob women of estrogen, it changes who they are. This is why women change when they get older. It's not because they're old. It's because they lack estrogen. I never have a mood swing. When a problem comes to me, I feel like I'm capable to handle it. I don't blame other people because I know that I'm able to do it. Estrogen has helped me be self-reliant. I'm self-dependent. I can depend on my moods. I know that from one day to the next, how I'm going to feel. I know from one week to the next how I'm going to feel.
Right.
It doesn't change. Estrogen is the mood stabilizer for women. It is the brain stabilizer. It is the body stabilizer. I mean, so if a woman really wants to take control of her brain and body, get on a good hormone replacement therapy system designed to fully restore a healthy menstrual cycle, whether a woman has a uterus or not. And I do want to make that distinction because even if a woman has had a hysterectomy, she still has a cycle. She just doesn't have a monthly period bleed.
Correct.
And so she can control this her whole aging experience. And the most important thing for me is her ability to stay connected to her loved ones.
Let me ask you this question. So HRT is not new. It's been around for a while. But let me ask you this question. If this is so helpful to women, why haven't more women embraced this idea of HRT?
Because there's an underlying fear that estrogen causes cancer. Mm. So let me put this into perspective. I maintain my estrogen level somewhere between the 350 and 550 range. When my estrogen drops below or gets higher than this range, I feel like hell. Mm. So I know that this is my hormone sweet spot. And there are, when women are pregnant, especially in the third trimester, their estrogen can get over 40,000. And I'm talking about mine being around 500. So if estrogen really caused cancer, then women who are pregnant in their third trimester would have the highest breast cancer incident rate.
Right.
So there's a lot of misinformation about estrogen and cancer. In fact, estrogen is cancer protective. And women are sitting ducks for breast cancer and tumors of all kinds when they keep their estrogen deficient. And this is part of the fear with doctors prescribing it. And if a woman can find a doctor to prescribe it, they only prescribe low dose. The doctors that don't educate themselves just read the package insert of the estrogen and say, okay, take this patch. And this is the highest dose you can take, but it stops working because it's still too low.
Right.
But the women are asking for it. And the pharmaceutical companies say, okay, well, we can make money. We'll just give women low dose. That way we can still write prescriptions for psychotropic drugs.
Yep.
And give women low-dose hormones. So there are differences in hormone replacement therapies, and there are low-dose therapies, and there are therapeutic dose therapies. And there is a lot of confusion. And so what I teach physicians is therapeutic rhythmic protocols, giving a woman enough of the right hormones and then prescribing it in a way that regulates her own menstrual cycle so her brain and body are under the impression she's in her reproductive prime, not getting old and aging out.
Correct.
Well, she will age underneath it all. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that women can prevent aging, but she can control how her brain and body deteriorate and decline. Correct.
Wow. Wow. So many women have dealt with this all their life.
And still doing it. And there's still so much. And they're afraid of it because doctors are still afraid because they're told. So there's so much conflicting. But I do have to say there is a movement going on. Mm-hmm. That there's enough data coming out saying, I'm sorry, but estrogen doesn't cause cancer. And so doctors are now more comfortable to prescribe it. But what's happening is they're just doing the low dose.
Right. Or insurance companies. Or insurance companies not willing to pay for it, which brings my next question. Yeah. Where, when we talk about this, we got to talk about cost. You know, are insurance companies open to pay for this? Are insurance companies open to cover this? So when someone speaks with you and you speak with the physician concerning this, is it difficult to find a physician that's willing to prescribe? Estrogen at all? Let's say someone who lives here. I'm in Alabama. Let's say someone here in Alabama. Could we speak to you and someone in Alabama? What part of the process do you come in when you speak with the physician for someone who's living out of state?
Well, I work with a group of physicians across the country who have been trained, either I've trained or have been trained in rhythmic therapeutic dose protocols. So I work with a network group of physicians who do telehealth. So you don't necessarily have to go into an office.
Okay.
So usually women contact me either via email at perimenopause@yahoo.com, and then I help best direct them on the best course to go. Not all doctors are good fit for all patients. So I typically assess, you know, who would be a good fit. Some women have more thyroid issues, and I have a good thyroid doctor on our panel. And and so whatever so I would just say, reach out to me and I'll help direct you on where to go.
Okay. They can reach out to on your website also.
Oh yeah. MenopauseMoxie.com. Actually, they can book a free consultation and I'll let them know if they're a good candidate, which most women are. Not all women do well with this, but most women do. But yeah, MenopauseMoxie.com. They can just sign up for a free consultation, and then I'll let them know what the next steps are for them, if they're a good candidate and what they can do to take this to the next level. This is really the best way a woman can control how their brains and bodies function and to control their mental illness diagnoses.
Okay, cool. Let me pull up that website so everybody can see it. There it is right there on your screen, everybody, right there. MenopauseMoxie.com. I like to do visuals. There we go. So there you go. So here's your website. And let's see. Work with Moxie. There we go.
Yep. So whether you're a physician or a doctor, a health coach who wants hormone coach training. So I help women. I connect women with hormone coaches who work with these hormone doctors. So it works in a three-way relationship, really. The hormone coach and the HRT physician work together to help the patient reach their end goal of getting to the hormone sweet spot.
Awesome.
And so that's what, yeah. The hormone sweet spot's a big thing. Where the hormone sweet spot is when all hormones have been fully restored to each hormone's perspective optimal range. So when all hormones have been restored to where those hormones perform best, that's what we call the hormone sweet spot. And that's what I specialize in, is training doctors how to prescribe hormones for patients to achieve that.
There it is right there. You find your hormone sweet spot.
Find your hormone sweet spot.
And you can book a free consultation. So you click on that.
Yep.
You put in your information here. This is fantastic. Mm-hmm. I thought I was on here earlier. I was looking at your website earlier and I thought, well, you could do a free video consultation with you.
Yep. And that's what that is. That's what that consultation is. They'll get a booking link and they can sign up and, you know, we'll talk about, and if they have lab work, I do review lab work. So if they have lab work, that's a free ebook there that some women are on hormone therapy and they can't figure out why it's not working like they think it should. And
right.
So give 27 reasons why it's not working. And that seems like a lot, but when the more women understand about hormones and what they need and how much they need, the better off they are, because really it's women who have to take control of this. If they go to the doctor, for hormone therapy, their conventional physician, chances are their doctor is only going to prescribe low dose therapies.
Correct. Wow. Awesome. I love that. Guys, visit that. That's amazing information. Thank you so much, Marie, for being here. I'm going to leave your website up so those who are watching can see this, guys. It is Menopause Moxie, MOXIE.com. Marie, you have shared some very important information with us today. Thank you so much, Marie, for being here with us. Now, what is something, I love to do this, what is something you would like to say to those listeners or those watching right now who may have been deciding if HRT is right for them or not, and who want to do what they can, wonder what they can do to reverse things for themselves? What would you kind of suggest to someone?
Well, get more information. Find out if this is for you. You know, do book a free consult. And it's not for everybody. I'll tell you if it's good for you or not. I've turned many women away that I didn't think would be good candidates. The more healthy a woman is, the better.
Okay.
They do better with it. And for some, if they're unhealthy, it's a little bit more of a struggle, but they will feel much better. And I'll review lab work. If you have lab work, I'll let you know where those optimal ranges should be and how far you are from it and what that trajectory of treatment looks like for you. And that way you can make a decision. For me, it's not about selling anything for women. It's a very personal decision, because when women get on hormone replacement therapy, it's for life.
Correct.
And it's if a patient were diabetic, they would need to be on insulin. And so women with estrogen deficiency, just like insulin is a hormone, estrogen is a hormone. Mm. When you decide to intervene and take over and say, okay, my ovaries have failed me, now I'm going to take over and give my body estrogen. Because a woman's body doesn't care where it gets estrogen, whether she produces it.
It just wants it.
So whether she's giving it. So when her body is failing her, it's time for women to get in and give her body enough of the right hormones. And I'll let women know whether they're a good candidate and then where they can go and what they can do for help.
Man, see, I told you guys. See, I told you. This is going to be the episode. I remember that one.
So if you want a woman to be calm, cool, and collected, get her some hormones. So husbands, really, if you want your woman to feel good, I mean, it's really... hormones benefit the entire family. This isn't just a woman thing. Estrogen deficiency affects everybody in the family, and full hormone restoration everybody benefits from a woman being hormonally sound.
Gosh, you can't beat that. You can't beat that. Marie, once again, thank you so much for being a part of the show. Guys, we got to get ready to get out. No, you were great. We got to get ready to get out of here, Marie. Guys, listen, don't forget you can tune in right here each Thursday at 6:30 p.m. Central, 7:30 p.m. Eastern to listen to the show. And you can listen on your favorite streaming platform like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and so many more. Marie, I got to end this show the right way. Otherwise, I'll get calls and emails saying, why didn't you do it that way, man?
Okay.
See, I got to end it like that, Marie. If I don't end it like that, they're going to get mad at me. So, guys, thank you, everybody, for being here. We got to get out of here. But it's always in parting, if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good. I'm out here. We got to go, y'all. Peace. Yeah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.